Today we have a shiur which is really a little bit of a chazara of the topics we've done in the past. The Gaelim just learned this, the halachic shiurim, some of it at least anyway. And the goal is to get to a chiddush gadol from the minchas kitzel dying whites at the end of the shiur. But to get to that, we're going to review many of the halachas that deal with brachas on food and some of the halachas regarding hataiva meitid. We drink so much wine these days, and it's worth it to review some of the halachas of when you make the hataiva meitid and when you don't. Many paiskim just say don't make hataiva meitid because it's so complicated, and there's so many different rules and halachas that are necessary that they say that don't make the bracha. But there is such a bracha, and it's and we'll see a few scenarios. We'll see a few scenarios which would definitely require in the summer. I was setup where I in the summer in the campus. You have a bunch of different families sitting together in a large dining room. It's a family dining room. We all have our own meals. We all eat the schedule of the camp. So one Shabbos night, Friday night, I was sitting with my family, and another individual came over and said to me, I have a bottle of wine, and I would like to share the bottle of wine with him. Now, I had no idea that he was going to bring me a bottle of wine. I had no idea that, I didn't really know him. He was in a family. Most of the family is there for many years. This was in a family, and he came over with a bottle of wine in the middle of my Friday night meal. And now, he himself asked Shiloh. He was asking me, and I was now discussing it with for a few minutes. What's the halacha? Do I make a bayer priyagofen on this wine? Because I had no idea that this wine was going to be brought to me, or maybe not. Once I already made a bayer priyagofen, I washed. This is it. It's like the halacha, which we'll surely see. I have not anything that I'm going to eat during the meal is included in my meal, and maybe this bottle of wine is included in my original bayer priyagofen, and definitely. Then it wouldn't need a, and if it needs a bar priyagopin, there's no ataiva ameitiv. As we're going to see, only make ataiva ameitiv when there's no bar priyagopin. But if there's a requirement to make a bar priyagopin, you don't make ataiva ameitiv, or maybe not. There's no bar priyagopin. But it would be ataiva ameitiv, as we'll see. It's a shinoyayin, it's a different type of a wine. And it was a shiloh that was being discussed there that Friday night. So to answer this shiloh, we want to get to the halachas which we get to us. Because I do see that we go to Kiddush and there's one wine and we try another bottle of wine. We prepare Shabbos morning and there's a big Kiddush and there's many bottles of wine. And many of us are unaware of the halachas. So first we're going to speak about the halachas that are constantly in our day. You go to your refrigerator and you take a drink, or you have a coffee, and then after the coffee you want an orange juice, or after the coffee you want a hot cocoa, or after the coffee you say, you know, I don't want another coffee. You need another shahakal because they only had in mind for one coffee. I didn't have in mind to have another coffee. So do I need another shahakal or not? Those are the halachas we're going to begin with. It's complicated. It's complex. But I'll try as best as I can to simplify it. And there are many questions. Rav Bozner has questions. We added coffee and now you want milk. So in the coffee, you did have milk. Is it considered as if the milk is a new beverage and you need another bracha or not? The questions are countless. We have Rabbi Yashiv that says that many of us, what we have in mind, it's like when you go to, you see a piece of cake and you pick up the piece. I'm only going to have one slice of cake, one piece of cake. And after you finish the one, oh, it was so good, I need another one. You need another bracha because they only had in mind for one piece or not. So the Olam quotes Rabbi Yashiv, it's really, the Chafetz Chaim speaks about this too. But there's constantly these questions that come up. You're going to only have one piece, and then we have another one. Dessert, it's always common. One piece of ice cream, oh, it was so good. Now, dessert, you have to make a bracha. I finished my dessert. Oh, but let me have more dessert. So these are the questions. Let's begin with them. It's really a pashat halacha, but it's so pashat that we don't know it. The mechaber says like this. Let's go through this very quickly. You don't make a bracha until it's in front of you. That is... If I made a bracha and then they brought it, you just said you need another bracha. You're not allowed to make a bracha until the fruit's in front of you. Someone, so for example, someone asked me the shaila the other day, last night, They many of us finished a meal. Let's just say you finished a meal at 1:30 yesterday. 6 hours later, it's 7:30. Someone may have picked up a coffee. And he made a coffee last night because he always has coffee after Shabbos. It's Dabar Kham at 7 o'clock. He made his coffee. He makes the shahakal near Bidvari. Oi, I didn't wait 6 hours yet. So what's the halacha? So someone asked me, what's the thing? It's Pasha. Let him go to the refrigerator and take something else. Take oranges. Go ahead and have some milk. Why don't you just do that? But you can't do that because we just see here from the Mechaber that it wasn't in front of you. It wasn't in front of you. How's the shahakal? It's not going to work for the orange juice. So what's my eitza? I don't have an eitza. The eitza is you're going to have to drink a little leaf coffee, not to be a brachal about talk. That's on a fast day on the other hand. It's Friday. This question has happened to many where you made a shahakal near Bivaroi on a coffee. Oi, the fast day. What am I doing? What am I supposed to do there? There, you're stuck. You can't drink. It's a fast day. There, you're going to have to say, and you don't taste. You can't eat. You can't drink. It's a fast day. 6 hours, we're much more lenient with. We do see scenarios where we are able to have milchiks within 6 hours, and it's only a gzera. It's not as severe as dibrei kabbalah, like a fast day. So once again, just to review that halacha, if accidentally you make a shakal niyam d'dvaroi on a corp and you did not wait 6 hours, halacha's drink a little bit. Someone asked me, does that mean you can continue to have your coffee? No, although there's a Debert Sina Rav that speaks about it. The other place can say you can't. Just because you had a little bit of coffee doesn't mean you can continue to have milchits. You cannot continue to have milchits. You made a mistake. But you'll drink a little bit to be yaitza your bracha of shahako. On a fast day, on the other hand, you don't have an eitza, it's tibre kabbalah. Tibre kabbalah, you're not allowed to taste. There is a Moshe Shtamach that's right, that if it's a food, you could taste it and spit it out because you didn't swallow it. Yeah, in the Gemara Masechta's Brachos that if someone's a tayin without intent to swallow and you don't swallow it, it's not a bracha batal, you didn't break it fast. But lalacha, if it's coffee, that's not an eitza. You can end up swallowing part of the coffee. So once again, let's go back to our machaber over here. So you have to have the food in front of you. You made a bracha on what's in front of you. And they brought you more. You ate grapes. And now they brought you more grapes. I mean, minacher. Or they brought you an apple. But the bracha is also a ha'eitz. You don't need a bracha. So the kfir the machaber, very unclear. Did he have in mind? He didn't have in mind. So again, you made a bracha on grapes. And then after you have grapes, you want to have an apple, all of them the same bracha. Machaber says, you don't need a bracha. Says the Ramah, the title is Arlechachil of Abadi, you should have in mind that whatever I'm going to eat in the near future should be included in the bracha. That's what you should do. But most of us are not having that in mind. I went to the refrigerator. I took out an apple. I finished the apple. Oh, now I want an orange. And be the mechaber, you don't need another bracha. We're going to see that most of the achranim argue on mechaber. So first, before we see that, let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Aleph Miminacher. Lovad, it has to be fruit. An apple and a pear. An apple and an orange. Of course, if you made a bracha on fish and they brought you beer, even though it's a shakal, it's not going to work. Once again, if you follow the Ramah and you have das for whatever they're going to bring you, of course it works. But I don't think, most of us don't think, stam, we're stam. Elim Kain, as Mishnah Berurah says, you have to have das, behedyo, or it's on your table. There he also agrees. Shahayil Panav, we're going to see. That's where it gets complicated because sometimes on front you work, sometimes it doesn't. Here it works. If it's in front of you on the table, you made a bracha. So then all those stomach. So in front of me on the table, I have fish and I have soda. I have fish and I have beer. I made a bracha on one, even though stam, I didn't have any. If I had it in mind, of course it works. I didn't have it in mind. But if it's on the table, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that it would work with the shita of the mechaber. Let's go now. What's the final halacha? Zok Mishnah Berurah. The next one is the final halacha. Hamachrayim, most of the achrayim argue on the mechaber b'sfir lei. No, the davka ba'isem and mamish. They brought you another apple. Then you're fine. In other words, I had one apple. I didn't have in mind how many apples. Add grapes. So I made a bracha on grapes. And then you know, I want more grapes. So then b'stat stomach. Apple isem and parents. Even if they brought it afterwards, or you want to get it afterwards, apple isem and parents should be like, apples and oranges, apples and pear, or you have watermelon and then you want another vegetable, loy mahani doesn't work, and you need a new bracha. You come back and maybe you lay a minacher. However, and this is the catch, if while I'm eating the apples or while I'm eating the grapes, then they brought me the apple or I was eating the apple and they brought me the grape, Then you don't need a bracha. They brought it to you while you're eating still. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Yesh me'achrayinim, and then there are achrayinim, shekasu oidim, kava atzmet, let's say I'm eating fruits, av shebirk v'stam al perishay lefonov. So I made a bracha on fruits. Ve'viu loy min acher, shekala ha'min arishayin, ein tzarev lazor, kim in the kava, I was kavei atzmet l'achila. Once I'm kavei, I have to sit down to eat fruits. Again, I'm kavei, you have all these fruits in front of you. So even though they brought another fruit that's not in front of me, but I was kavei, apples, grapes, I have my fruit platter in front of me. And now they brought me the apple, which is not on my fruit platter. But being that I was kaveya to eat fruits, ain't our last little bar. So once again, you eat, you go get your apple, and you want another apple, apples, the coffee. Add a coffee. I finished my coffee. I want another coffee. I don't need a broccoli. It's the same thing, even though I finished my coffee. What happens if I'm drinking coffee? And then I finish my coffee and you say, you know what? I want orange juice. You know the bracha. Again, it's stoma. We're talking about stoma. If you were drinking orange juice, you finished one cup. Oh, you know what? One cup's not enough. I want another cup. You don't need another bracha. It's the same thing. If while I'm drinking coffee, I have in mind, I want to have orange juice too. I want to wash out the mouth while I'm drinking the coffee. Then I don't need a bracha on the orange juice because I'm still drinking same bracha. It's the same type of a min. It will only work if it's going to be a similar thing. If it's going to be totally a minat, like Mishnah Berurah says, definitely it has to be something similar. If Pais can say that if you're eating fish, in the middle of the fish, they bring you beer, it's not going to work because beer and fish have nothing to do with each other. They're opposite. So we have three categories then. You have a category where it's mamish the same thing, and I want more. So if you had one piece of cake, you know what? I'm going to have another piece of cake. I finished. You don't need another bracha. Some of it. I wasn't thinking about anything. If it's going to be, I'm having cake, and now I want some other, I want to have maybe a cracker. I need another. If while I'm eating it, fine. When I'm finished, so I need another bracha. If it's going to be something totally, which is mezayin pasta, nothing to do with cake, so then the halach is going to be that I would need another bracha, even if in the middle they brought it to me. Says the Mishnah Berurah Baita, number four. He says, Lezar lechatchili, just repeats what we just said. Yesh menapais kin shayva, mistama never helps. L'chal gavni. It never works, unless it's in front of you, like we said. Rama says, if it's in front of you. Here, avo b'lav achi, you need das al kamash yivilach. So, l'fi the Rama, if according to the Mishnah Berurah, at least anyway, if it's, he said already before, number two, if it's l'fanav on the table, when you made the bracha, it also works. So, even though I didn't, mistama, we're all talking about over. You finished your coffee. You want another coffee. It wasn't befana when you made the bracha. But if it would be befana when you made the bracha, so then the halacha would be that it would be okay, although I didn't have it in mind. Any questions on that so far? The basic halacha.
This is all assuming we're eating our own stuff and not a guest person.
Very good. That's what I want to get to. This is all we're eating our own things, because what happens if that's the next case, number five.
A typical kiddush. You have everything in front.
So then you mistummy it by that kiddush. It's like kaveya tea. Right? That's kaveya tea. Namish kaveya tea.
What if you're in your own house and you're like looking around the refrigerator, what to eat? You know that, oh, maybe I'll have a little of this.
So then they're not stum anymore. So you're having a mind to eat whatever. That's like the mechaber's case, whatever.
So maybe you wouldn't need to make a new bracha.
Right, I wouldn't need a new bracha, yeah. Talking about, well, you want to go for an apple. Yeah, no, I don't want an apple. I'll finish the apple. I want something else. Okay, so now let's go to Sidon Rejvav. Let's go to Rejvav Sivav. Chabad says, not al the other pre-loich, like someone took a fruit in his hand to make a bracha, and it falls out of his hand. The never happens. I took the other day, took a grape, holding the grape to make it, it falls out on the floor. It's nimas. I'm not going to eat it. I can't even find it. Sarach lazu lebarach. I need another bracha. Apal pi shayamay semin lebanam. Although it's right there, the other grapes are in front of me. So, very important.
Even though I did on all the grapes.
Well, that's what we're going to see in the Ramah. That's the Ramah, right? That's going to be the Ramah. But I picked up a cracker, right? I want a cracker. I'm holding the cracker. The cracker falls out of my hand. Oh, would I need it? Did I have a mind to eat out like double take? Did I have a mind to eat out the cracker? Says the Ramah. Rach loyal of daika. I didn't have das. Enochanami, you're right. They're all in, so you hit my point to you is, even though it's Lefanov, and the Mishnah Berurah said that Lefanov is works, it doesn't work, so it doesn't always work. In this case, it doesn't work. So if I have all this in front of me, I pick up one and it falls out of my hand, And now, I can't find it. I'm not going to look for it. If I had das on whatever else is in front of me, let's see the Mishnah Berurah number six. Look, the Mishnah Berurah. Actually, I daite. What's alignment? Shalai yadaite beferish b'shas habracha kulam. Again, stama. That's mostly the way we live our lives. It's stama. Dima yadaite b'shal bracha lechel gamashar. It's our lives of the barach. I don't need another bracha. That gets back to what I said to you before. I made a bracha on the coffee. I realized, I didn't wait 6 hours yet. Good. I could have the juice on the table, but I didn't. It doesn't work because I didn't have das. That's what I told these people. I said, go eat something. You can't eat something else. I didn't, unless I had mine. I was making lava malka last night. I'm going to have a coffee. And after the coffee, I'm going to drink milk. So then, in a chanami, but not by. And then he brings down the beer aloch. I'm beer aloch. Then he brings down the those that no, you don't need a bracha. Why? Because munach lefano here also works, and it's like das behedya. No, but safa bracha sakel. You can't make another bracha. Therefore, so, but you're running into problems. So halacha lemaisa again. If my case of the coffee, the juice is lefano on the table, safa bracha sakel. But what I would do is I'm stuck. I don't want it to be a bracha l'batala, so I don't want it to be a bracha l'batala in a chanami. What would the sabbath bracha l'batala here be? That's a shayla. What would it be? If I drink the orange juice, I might be drinking without a bracha. If I go ahead and not drink the orange juice, then it's bracha. Either way, I'm running into sabbath bracha, so shabbat tassel would be the best thing. That's my shayla. What would be I'm losing out my shakel on my coffee. So the suffix. So what's the suffix brachas lachil over? What would be the suffix? He's telling you, enochanami, I want to drink the juice. Okay, you can't make a bracha on the juice because it was befano. So it would seem to be that you should drink the juice and it will work. And this way you'll get out of your bracha. You'll get out of your bracha levantala because that seems to be his best of it. I'm eating something falls on the ground. What do I do?
It seems
that it would be better to not have the bracha l'batala. Excellent. See, not to have the bracha l'batala because if I eat without a bracha, okay. But to go it because here it's a bracha l'batala.
Since your whole eating is to get out of the bracha
l'batala. Right. To get out of the bracha l'batala. So that's what it seems from here. Now he goes to this case that we said. Birach al peres vaydim avarach ebil peres yoyser yafim. Another chiddush. New case. I'm eating fruit and they brought me nicer fruits. I had an apple. And they brought me a better apple. That's what I made a bracha on. Even though I had in mind also the yafim, no, but you made a bracha on this, even though you knew they were bringing you nice ones. Look at this chiddush from Magen Avraham. If I didn't have das, we learned before that mistam it works. No, here you need another bracha because it's better. Rabbi Rabbi says you don't need a bracha. It's all the same method, minachet. So you see the different categories though. According to some paiskin, if you were eating grapes and they call you bread or grapes, even though it's the same in, you still need another bracha l'alacha. We're going to follow the Eli Rabbis of the bracha l'alacha. Once again, if it's min echad, look at number 7, just because he puts the kolam, he just puts it all down very easy. So let's look at number 7. Hamavarach al-dash shetacha brachasi. Have in mind, you're going to eat and drink whatever's in front of you. Avad, it works for everything that's in front of you, whether it was the b'shas ha-bracha, whether it was the shalai b'shas ha-bracha. If there was no way, like Rabbi said before, if there's no way that you're going to think, like if it doesn't work, it has to be something in your house. It has to be something which is a possibility. But if there was no possibility, you have no idea about this at all, we're not talking about that. So if you're eating an apple and someone came from the store and your wife came in and she brought some apples that were never here, that for sure doesn't work. It wasn't even in the house. It wasn't there at all. So my case of the yayin then, definitely the Baruch Priya Galvin. I didn't know about this person's wine. So I can't go ahead and say, Mrs. Stama, it's the same min, right? Menachet, I make Kiddush on Yai. So it's Menachet. If it's Menachet, I don't need another Baruch Priya Galvin. Oh, then maybe there's a Shiloh Ataiva make. Then maybe, we'll see. But definitely I need a Baruch Priya Galvin. Once I need a Baruch Priya Galvin, there's no Ataiva make. That's clear. Once you're making a Baruch Priya Galvin, there's no Ataiva make. You only make Ataiva make when there's no Baruch Priya Galvin.
This guy goes around every week with a bottle of wine. Well, then never know.
If he does every week, so then
you know that's a possibility.
Right, then there's a possibility. So right?
Eating in a public place, you know there's a possibility. Not in your own house, but like, oh, you're not going to account for someone else. You know that such a possibility exists.
If it would have happened in the past, it never happened. So, you're right. I mean, I met him. I didn't know. I really did not know. It would be a summer question comes up in the country. Someone comes and has a new bottle of wine. Did you have any intent? Did you know if you did it in the past? You're right. You never did it.
It made a difference if it was on his table during Kiddush.
If it was what?
His table during Kiddush.
No, it doesn't help you. Right, that's not going to help you. All right. The mission. Now we have another. There's another catch of it because there's another Mishnah Berurah where the Mishnah Berurah goes into the Shaila. We have two things on the table. One is more chavur. A new case. Another, not better. Till now we're talking about apples, better apples. In the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kat Lamed Gimel, look at this Mishnah Berurah, number 8. You like the Esrog better. You still make on the Zayas. Why? Because it's Shivas Aminim. It's Machlaik, it's the Rambam and others, but we pass in the Rambam passing to you make on Shivas Aminim. So he said, the Mevarach al Zayas Shemin Shiva. The Nifter Memela automatically, Afbistama, what's going on? The Esrog. What happens if you made a bracha on the Esrog? Bistama, no, loy Nifter Azayas, because the Zayas is Shivas Aminim. Kalmakim. I already said, he already wrote before, Haber Rishayim, that whole like the Rambam, the Chavav always wins out. Afagavim in Shiva, Yid L'chatchila B'vada, you should hold, you should make the bracha on the Shiva Sunday. What do I want from all this? Zayas and Esrog is a complicated question. But what we clearly do see from over here is that it's if it would be one thing which is more chashiv, the bracha, your bracha doesn't work for the more chashiv. Here it happens to be it's a machlekes. Do you follow chashiv or do you follow also or do you follow zayiminim? So we have a shaila. You made a bracha on one. Does it help for the other? But clearly, and therefore, let's just see over here the bir halacha. Ine koza lin shnei mini peres. Avol inya men echad. We already said before. If you have one min, and maybe you bring something better. We already brought the Eliyahu Rabba. But let's review over here. If you have two foods and one is much more chashiv than the other one. If you made a bracha on one mistama, it doesn't help with a better one. So if I'm eating, I don't know what the ilam would like say is more chavid. But the look at klal ches, you'll see over here, because in klal it's chiddush gadol. It says klal ches. So I made a bracha on a food. I want to eat something much better than the first min. Ain't a mile. The bracha didn't help. Even if it's on the table. Unless it's mefurish, unless I have das. To hear table doesn't work. If I'm eating a food and then they bring me something which is a much better. So, for example, if I'm eating, I'm having beverage, I'm drinking soda. And then I want that to work for the minastama. Again, what's the case? Is the case of I didn't have anything in mind at all? So, l'chayra for sure. It has to be over here. It can't be something totally different, then it wouldn't work anyway. So, it has to be min meichel hameshubach yaiser. What does the min meichel hameshubach yaiser mean? Because he says, min Michael a better food. Even if it's on the table, das always works. Minastama doesn't work. So stam will not work for something which is better, even if it's on the table. That's the chiddush. In other words, if it's not on the table, obviously it's not going to work. I didn't have a mind for it. But here, even if it's on the table, it's not going to work. That the bracha is only chal on the lower thing, not on the better. So what does that mean? Let's say I have chicken and soda on my table, and I made a shakal on the soda. I have the chickens on the table. I have to make another shakal. Unless you're sitting down to supper, because then that's considered das. That's das. But if I'm sitting at the table and I have candies, and I make a shakal on the candies, and now I want to go ahead and I have other things on the table, but I have in mind, even if it's on the table, I need to make another bracha. Unless I add das. Whatever I'm going to eat now is going to work. That's what comes out from over here. We should always have das. If we don't have das, we have to review all these halachas that we just said.
What's that standard that someone has das when they sit by the table?
Only if it's supper. It has to be somewhere where you have das. It's supper, it's breakfast, lunch.
If you were to ask the guy, he would tell you, yes, maybe he's not thinking about it, but if you ask him, are you
going to
eat anything?
So that's not das. Yes. That's not das, because the bracha needs das. So you need das. So das is, if you're sitting, they place him there, you're going to sit down to supper, that's das. And I'm eating whatever's going to be supper. But if you're having a snack during the day, you're sitting down just randomly during the day, that's not das. So you didn't even mefurish. Yeah, but if it's bufana, then normally it would work. Here it doesn't work because it's a min yaisim mishubach. So now let's go to the yayin, and let's see how the Mishnah Berurah talks about yayin. There's a lot of halachas over here, but it's we're going to go into that type of meitiv. Now we're going backwards because we're going to Kofayin Dal, which the Olam already learned. So in Kuf Ayin Daled, we have like this. Whatever you're drinking during the meal, one bracha is enough. Ela im kain, kishabirech, when I made the bracha, this wine, if only I was going to only have one, and now I want more. Sometimes you might do that. You said, I'm going to have one cup of wine. Oh, no, I want another one. So the kain, look at the Ramah, I'm in my case. Misha balasuda, come to take a meal. My sheet only have because they give you many cups of wine. You have to make a bracha on each one. I didn't know they were bringing me more wine. That's much. That's your shayla. I didn't know. I'm sitting at a table. I had no idea. What you go to a wedding and you want to make a bracha. Is the Masada the Kedushin having everybody in mind? Everybody has to make a bracha. You can't be yitz with this bracha anyway because you didn't know you were going to get the one. That's nimlach. I have no idea if I'm going to walk up there and drink from the wine. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Stamas, here Mistama is when you make a bayar priya gafin. I'm going to grab the whole meal. But where I have in mind only one cup of wine, or I had no idea that someone's going to bring me another cup of wine, I need another bracha. It says the Mishnah Berurah, number four, I want one cup. Then I change my mind. I buy myself a loaf of bread or a piece of bread. Well, and I make a bracha to have one loaf. This is what they quote Rabbi Yashua. It's Mishnah Berurah. So I had one slice of bread, and now I want another one. And I send someone to the store to go buy me another one. So I ate a roll, I had a slice of pizza, and then I say, you know what? I want another slice of pizza. Could you go to the store and get me another slice of pizza? It's the same in. Obviously, it doesn't work. I have no idea about this. But Tom. Because the mice of my chichan, I had no das. I only wanted one. That's what I bought in the first place. Now look at the Mishnah. Someone has bread in his house. I had pizza. Last night, you had a malava malka. All right, I'm only going to have one slice. Right? That's what we all say. I'm going to have one slice. And now I want another one. Oh, that's not nimlach. This is human nature. Yeah, that's the quote of Yash. Mishnah Berurah says, this is the way we are. When you made the brok, okay, only one. And then I see that I'm not happy. I don't want another one. So, Eina Kanami, that's not, even though you said, I'm only having one slice of pizza, and then, it was one slice, it didn't fill me up, and I have another one. So, what's based on what we said before, what do you mean, another bracha? Here, it's counter das. I only want one. It's not I wasn't thinking. Here, clearly the Mishnah Berurah is saying, I only want one. But he says, Derech Adam is, I'm only going to have one. I'm dialogue with one. Unless the person says, no, for sure I'm only having one. Maybe then. But most of the time, that's the way we are. Says the Mishnah, so what's the case by the Yayin? Case by the Yayin is that I didn't know this person. That's Nimla. Because when I was making the brach, I had no idea that there was going to be wine. And therefore, I'm not Mechavin. I did not have any. When I made my Bar Priya Gofen, totally had no idea that someone was going to bring me a bottle of wine in the middle of the meal. Okay, so let's move on now. So now what about, so this definitely we need a Bayre Priya Gofen.
The Rav had intention to drink more wine, but just not.
Yeah, because there's wine on the, there's wine. You can go up and get that wine.
Why is it at least for that place? I mean, the case that for example, you go to someone's house and the meaning wasn't that you kept giving. The meaning was you only got the amount of wine that was given.
Right, you had no idea.
So each time, the Christ was going to do you a nimla. But dear, you had no intention of drinking any more wine, not just this wine. Over here, the Rav had intention of drinking more wine, just not this wine.
Probably this wine came from a guy that the camp serves wine. If you want wine, you can go get wine. So, yeah, I don't mind whatever wine. This person was a private wine. I never had a mind. It's like sending someone to the store.
The Rav did have my wine.
I had wine very good. That's like the case in my house. I have a summit, it's going on everything. But where this guy, it's like going to the store. This guy came from, brought me wine. I had no idea about him at all. He never brought me wine before. He was totally out of my das. I had no idea. It was his wine. So that wine, that I could have, not his wine. That's my point. His wine, I didn't.
That's Sam's wine. He says, okay, now I'm also going to have the other one. That would still be a middle of eating.
No, but that's like wine that was no shaykes to the. I had no idea about this wine at all. It could only be if it's either Lefano or it's in my house.
In the case with the pizza, if I only had one slice.
Yeah.
And then I decided, you know what, I'm going to go around the corner to the store and get another slice.
And then for sure another bro.
Very good. That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, you need to know. If I went ahead and said, if you had a pie of pizza last night and there was a, so then even though it was maybe Bufano, but it's in the house, which many of us put on the counter. So in a chanami, that's called miyosa. Right, that's what Rabbi is. That's what they call Rabbi Yashim. Now it's like the piece of cake, you never stop. So but here, it's not in the house, it's some random, it's similar to the, we had no idea. That's like this case here. Because Mishabur is not mentioned that case. Kol ma'ashi shayis b'sayis l'tzu, there's enough. Except for somewhere I'm by someone else's house. So I have no idea. Like, I'm in his, at his table and I still need another bracha because I have no idea he's going to bring out another bottle of wine. So the let's go now to that title I'm
this has to be very unusual that there was zero expectations.
Zero expectations. I have no idea.
Was that on Friday night, a little pesky bottle of wine.
Then that's a different story. That would be different, right? Then it's here. It's not like he's going to buy a bottle. He's bringing some bottle of wine that we don't know about.
By a simple, you really you're going to play
for the next course. Right. Today, you could assume that they're bringing out other wine. It's different than in those days, and it's probably because today, you're assuming that they're going to bring out other wine. It's not like this.
Yeah, you know there's a strong possibility.
Right. Yeah. It's not like this case. See, it's not like the case of the Mishnah Berurah here, or the Ramah, I should say. You have to make an everyone. It doesn't seem that today it's not really nimlach because you know that they're bringing it out. It's similar to your own table where we go out and we get all the wine. But good. So now let's go to Taiva Meitiv, number 7. First of all, for Taiva Meitiv, you need another person that's drinking the wine with you. If you're drinking with your wife and your children, fine. If you're by yourself, there's no ataiva meitiv. So even if you're going to go ahead and Shabbos at a kiddush, and you made a bar for your girlfriend, and now you're having another drink, are you drinking with somebody or are you drinking it yourself? So you would have to drink it with somebody else. But drinking it with someone else requires a lot more rules here. So we're going to learn the Mishnah Berurah very quickly. There's so many halachas. The ataiva meitiv is one of the most confusing halachas because there's contradictions in the Mishnah Berurah. Not really contradictions. There's answers to the contradictions, but it appears to be contradicting Mishnah Berurahs. And most of the Ayom has no idea what to do. But today, I want to share with the Ayom a Chiddush Gadol from Dayan Weiss. And to me, when I saw this in summer, because I did work on this Shiloh in the summer, and I came across Minchas Yitzchak, it was very, very, it made me feel good because we all want to, bracha atayv ameitiv, we want to make. It's a nice bracha to make. Atayv ameitiv, Hashem does good and does good to others. But as you're going to see right now, it's almost impossible to ever make this bracha, and I want to make it. So look at number 8. Let's learn quickly the halachas of atayv ameitiv. So you need in order to make the bracha b'atayv ameitiv, you have to drink this with somebody else the same wine. We're both drinking the same bottle. If I'm drinking myself, I should say it's a rak chaver l'vadei, my friend. It's not atayv ameitiv. Gam be'inon, or Mishnah Berurah, you have to have a shutfis. We're partners in the bottle of wine. How many of you are partners in the bottle of wine? Avalimu rak oirich, if I'm a guest, and the Baal Bayis gives me wine, he pours me wine, I can't make atayv ameitiv. I'm not a partner. It's not my wine. Chasav amagin avram. The Gambala Brah is Lay Yachalaiman. The Baal Bayis also can make the bracha because he needs to have a partner. Unless the Baal Bayis puts the yayin down, whoever wants can drink, then we're all shutfin. So if you go to a simcha, you're all shutfin. The Yachalafa Erech Lavarech, the Ishta Ubanov, all of them too. Yes, Kibin Shitzarach Lapana, son, they have a chalik in it too. Gambiinan Shiyishtu Bechabura Echad, he's drinking together with your friend. Not I'm in one room and someone's in another room, or I'm at one table and someone's at another table. You have to drink. I had to drink both wines, and so did my friend. So in order to make hatayv ameitiv, I have to eat, drink wine with somebody else. We both drank from both. We're both partners in the yayin. We both are enjoying the wine, as we'll see. If you're middle of drinking and you're drinking more, you can still say atayv ameitiv. We're going to shortly see that's where Dayan Weiss comes into play over here. So again, even though you didn't make atayv, you started to drink the wine. Oh, I didn't make atayv ameitiv. I should. You can still make atayv ameitiv. Let us see now. One of the main svarim in Hilchos Brachos, same as Isa Bracha. I went through this sugya many times, many, many different, just trying to get pshat. The Sefer Zayis Bracha learns his pshat of Scheinberg. I saw others. It makes the most sense in halacha, final halacha. So let's just see Bayes over here. Din Zeh, this din of kedim, you normally, when you have wine, You're supposed to make the bracha bar pri gafen on the more chashuv of wine. Why am I drinking the, and then you don't need it, then there's no ataiva makev in the first place. You only make ataiva makev if the second wine is better. If the second wine is not better, what am I making ataiva makev for? I'm not grateful. But how did I have a right to make the bar pri gafen not on the better wine? You're supposed to make the bracha on the better beverage. So that's what all the paiskim want to know. So in order to answer that question, let's see what he says. You have to, the simple answer is, I'll tell you pashit. When I make kiddush on wine, I don't want to drink a whole cup of chashuva wine. It could be 12%, 14%. I want to drink a much lighter wine. I'm drinking the whole cup. So I don't need to drink the better wine. So I'm starting with the shvacha wine. Oh, now it comes to the meal. Oh, maybe I'll tell you about it. And that would be a scenario where the Peskin would agree that a taiva mekiv is going to be made.
You don't like the better one, you still want to
make it. No, when you're making a taiva mekiv for it. So that, look what he says. Now, if you're not sure, so let's see. Din zeh shel kedima birchas yachas, shem esyachas al mekiv shemenacha bevada. One is for sure better. I don't know if it's better. I don't know which is better. Or, this is very important, I have two different types of wine. Totally different taste. Those that are baki in wine, no, they totally taste different. Balecha betam shayna, that not one's better. And that's the people don't realize it. You could have two wines. One's not better. One's a Cabernet and one's whatever. I don't know. I don't know the wines. But you have two different wines. They taste different. They're two different grapes. Or if one is much better, you have a much better brand, a much better tasting of the same type. So Avada, I don't have to go ahead. I could drink one and make a type of mative on the other one. Because then what? You have to know wines. I don't know anything about wine. Kitzur Amais, let's go to number 9. All the rules you're going to see over here are so complicated. You need to know all these rules to make a taiva meitiv. So let's just see all the rules. You don't need all of them, because not all of them I feel is halach l'maisa, but most of them are. Be'elu atanayim, these are the rules. Birach bar pri gafen aliyai, not on grapes. So if you drink grape juice, by the way, and then you can have wine, no taiva meitiv. Grape juice is not wine. You can only make a taiva meitiv if it's wine and wine. Not if I went from grape juice to wine. Grape juice doesn't count as wine. So if I make kiddush on grape juice, I'm not going to make a taiva meitiv on wine. That's first of all. Birach bar pri gafen aliyayim based on this pas. Shashayim b'nei beis erachim. Oy b'kiddush l'fnei asim. You need a revius. First of all, you need a revius. The gama mesubin, and also those at your table also drink wine. Look what he says here. This is what he writes. Not agrees with this. When I made, v'shazu adayin yayin shein al shulchan. The other one wasn't on the table. If it's on the table, the bayir pri agafen work for all of the wine on my table. Oh, work for all, because it's lefanav. If it's lefanav, we learned the whole shir. You don't need another bayir pri agafen. The bayir pri agafen. You only make a taiva meitiv if you don't have a bayir pri agafen. But if I have a bayir pri agafen, there's no taiva meitiv. So look what he writes. Loyaya yayin shein al shulchan. Va'af loy b'bayis. Couldn't be in your house either. Because if it's in your house, what do we say? Mistama, the Bayer Priya Goffin's working on all the yayin. Avol yadua sheyaviyuai. You knew they were going to bring you wine. All these rules are not so cautious, because we just learned over here that if you have two different wines on the table, two different wines, so then I don't know which one I want to make the Bayer Priya Goffin on. Bayer Priya Goffin goes on one, and that type of mate can go on the other one. Because it's a shino yayin. It's not a better yayin. It's a totally different wine. I have two different, totally different wines on my table. So he doesn't learn this, but the other Paiskim all, the Piskei Chuvis, it's impossible to make a taiva meitiv. Because like as he just says, why could it be on the table? Could it be in the house? And someone brought it for you. They were going to bring the yayin. If you're going to hold like that, it's impossible. How are you going to ever make a taiva meitiv? It's impossible. Because the way he learned the Piskei Chuvis, the only way you can make it is you to know. It's not, first of all, it's not on your table. It's not in your house. So if I'm going to go to a wine cellar and I get the wine, it's in my house. So it has to be, it's not in my house. And I knew they were going to bring me the iron. Oh, so that's almost impossible. So then maybe, but he had to know that you were going to bring it.
No.
And he has to drink with you too. He's going to drink with you too. And he would have to drink from your first one too. Right, all these you would need. So that's why he ends off the kibbutz. If you're going to be mitzarf all these tonight, it's impossible. And it's hard to remember all these rules, he says, so no one
could
makes
the
bracha.
It could be that the person that's making kiddush is not the one drinking from that second wine. If he made the first bracha, everybody else
just... No one drank the wine, there's no type of made
the
anyway.
No, everybody drank from the wine, but only the... He's not drinking from the second wine. The person that made the bracha.
So then, no, everybody's got to drink both. The only way is to make the drink from both wines.
The person that made kiddush didn't drink from the first wine. Of the second wine.
Now, the Kosher Meitiv is going to be only people that drink from both wines.
Yeah.
So if they drink from both wines, you don't have to make, you make a Kosher Meitiv.
You make a Kosher
Meitiv. Yeah, if you're drinking both wines. Many of the wines today are added, the Pais can speak about, are added sugar anyway, so they're not really type. Is that a type of Meitiv because it's a better wine? So Big Mashlaik is about that also. Some say yes, some say no. L'maisa then, we have another topic over here. This is what I wanted to speak about. If Dailam could help me with this, I did a lot of research and I got nowhere. In this Mechaber, so Dailam could help me with number 10. Number 10 says like this. Yeshayim. The Imshasish, you drank white wine. Oh, sorry. Imshasa Yayanadim, you drank red wine. And then they brought you white wine. Now, what Apple Pishu Yaisa Garua, even though the white wine works, it's not as good as red wine. But you still make a type of meitiv because it's healthier for the body. White wine's healthier. If it's healthier, I got to make a type of meitiv. So according to the Mechaber, if you have white wine, and look at the Mishnah Berurah next one, if you did drink the white first, and then they brought you wine, only you can make that type of meitiv only if you know that the red wine is better than the white wine. White wine is healthier to the guf. If it's healthier to the guf, so then you make a type of meitiv. So once again, I drank my red wine, and now someone brings me a good bottle of wine. Anyone know a good bottle of white wine? I'm sure there's a good bottle of white wine. The white wine is healthier. It's healthier. You're making a type of meitiv. I did all my research. I wrote on the sheet over there, in terms of nutrients, red and white wine are neck to neck. However, white wine has slightly higher levels of some vitamins and minerals, so red wine's healthier. So we have to ask our wine experts. I don't know how white wine's better. That's Mechaber. And I looked at all the Paiskim. All the Paiskim bring down that if all the Paiskim bring down, white wine's healthier. And if you're having white wine, make our type of Meitiv. So I made Kiddush on my red wine because I wanted red wine. And now I'm going to drink my white wine. White wine's better. White wine's better if it's a better wine. Also, for sure, it's different. The Yayin Shina. It's not the same wine. It's not like I have one Cabernet and a better Cabernet. No. It's white wine, whatever white wine grapes are. And another one, repeat this, if you're having white wine, and I looked at every Paisik green, I mean, not today, the Paiskim that bring, they say we can't argue, this is what the Mechaber says, this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. So repeat this, if you're having white wine after, and you don't know if it's better or worse, definitely it's better, because it's healthier. Can't argue on halacha, I mean, I have a shiur about science on halacha. Again, I Googled it, I'm sure you'll do the same, Google. What? You have to personally enjoy it. You don't enjoy it, then you can't. What's that type? I enjoy it, but it's bari l'guf. It's healthier to the guf. It's just the chiddush of the day, which is minchas yitzchak. Most of you see from over here that we're so unsure about our type of meitiv. We're so unsure. So there's an eitzah. I myself, I don't drink that much wine, and many times, like I'm saying, I don't even know if it's a better wine. So you can tell me it's a different wine. To me, what's different? It all tastes the same to me. But still haven't acquired the taste. I'm still waiting to acquire that taste. My son-in-law is trying very hard to teach it to me. I still can't figure it out. That and bourbon and the scotch. I still can't figure it out. Maybe a friend of mine will teach me how to do that part too. I still haven't figured it out. Every week we take out, because Island brings me a wine for bourbon. Every week my son-in-law lately, as Island sees, he's part of the shul list, so he comes every week. He comes and he takes out another bottle of wine. And he tries to say, try this bottle. It's a good bottle of wine. So the island's wine, by the way, Purim is being used for sure now. All the wine is gone. All the years. It's gone very quickly these days. My wine is gone. It used to be I would have the wine. I didn't recycle it, but now the wine's gone. But I'm still trying to get that taste of the yayin. So I don't know. I'm a suffix. Is it better now? Comes Minchas Yitzchak and says, he's side gadol for all of us that drink wine. We do bench. We do say Atayba Meitiv and benching. So if we're saying Atayba Meitiv and benching, and we just throw the Mishnah Berurah that says that you can still say Atayba Meitiv even after, okay, not after you finish drinking. Says, I want to show you Minchas Yitzchak. He brings down from the Sasi, I found, it's Atayba Meitiv is different than all other brachas. It's gratitude to Hashem. It's a shvach. You don't need Oyvel Asiyasan. We don't hold like this, but even after you drink, you can make Atayba Meitiv. This is the Beis Yosef. So the Mishnah Berurah says you have to still be drinking. He brings down other Paiskim. And then the Beis Yosef himself says, V'ein Dvar of Mukhlanim. We don't hold like that. You have to have Ana. Says the Dayan Wise that you can go ahead and have an if the Taiva Meitiv is because Aruge Beitar. That's the whole reason. And the Bracha and benching our Taiva Meitiv is because of Aruge Beitar. So whenever we drink wine, says Dayan Wise, during the meal, and we didn't make the Hatayva Meitiv, you should have in mind during benching when you're saying Hatayva Meitiv that it should be going on all the wine you drank during the meal. Maridiki said that we drink wine, so much wine. Have in mind when you're saying that Hatayva Meitiv, that's how he ends off. Hasha'enkin, this is a Birchas Hashvach, that Hatayva Meitiv. You're not saying Hashem Kedi Shalom Tzayzu Itzivanu. You don't have to be Makdim. Loi mi tam hanusach, loi mi tam hana. Ba'ad the Rabbi says, Shevar Shasa Harbi, you drank so much wine, say thank you to Hashem. If you zeh shayach shaper, you can make the brachi even after you finish the suda. Then came, eich, if you have a safik ha'tayva ha'meitiv, when you say Birchas Hamazon, yesh tikkun, you have a tikkun. You mechaven and Birchas Hamazon, all that you drank during the meal. So when you have, even if you're not a shut, all these examples that you're not a shut to anybody, and maybe you didn't drink from both wines, all these are shilas in Taiva Meitiv anyway. So go ahead. But you benching, have in mind by a Taiva Meitiv that's going on all the yayin that you drank during the meal. Beside Gogol.
If it wasn't, if you only missed out on the not being in your house, it wasn't in the room, and everybody's drinking it together, and then it's better, and this, that you can still make that side of make it.
If, like we say, because it's Shina Yai, that's what I hold like that. He doesn't hold like that. I hold that any Shina Yai and Rebelski also.
It wasn't on the table.
Even if Rebelski was not on the table, I don't even it's on the table.
But then you better go for one on it.
No, because it was. Which case?
If it's on your table.
If it's on the table, no. Right. Then my barfi got
it. It wasn't on the table, and you didn't know that you were going to open it.
Very good. If it's on the table, we said at the beginning of the shiur, the barfi got again. That's the rule. Once the barfi got is going on, it doesn't work.
Now it makes sense also because if you're an ayinus, we say you don't make the bracha after you did it. Be able to do it before, but over here, because you were ayinus, because you were
a
sof,
right. Then you can do it after, then you can make the bracha after, right. So just to review what everybody just says, just to clarify, right, all the wine on the table, again, go back to that rule, when you made a burpee agav, it's going to work. It would have to be, I took it out of the closet. It's that in-between case, where I had a bottle of wine, we'll see, I have to finish, in order to make Atayv HaMeitiv, I have to finish the first bottle. If I didn't finish it, I can't. If I finish it, then it's not because I'm not drinking a new bottle of wine because I want another bottle of wine. So you have all these rules.
The leftover means you don't even have another one of the same bottle. You don't have another of the same bottle.
No, that's also not.
And I'm opening a different one, and it's a type of maker.
You mean what? You finished the first one?
I have two bottles of the first one. I finished the first one, but I have a closed bottle, and I decide to open a different bottle, a better bottle.
Right.
Then it's like I had leftovers.
Maybe it's like me. I don't want to open up that other bottle. I have to think about it. All right, try it. Very good.
How the brachas?